you were born in that state, you are not from that state. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news, see what's going on here, okay?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Day 7 and the government shutdown is catching up with travelers.
Planes are closed, ground closed, local closed. The tower is closed due to staffing.
Flights canceled and delayed at Hollywood Burbank Airport for a few hours while the air traffic control tower was unmanned. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport.
Staffing issues, including sick calls, hit several major airports and ATC centers on day 6 of the government shutdown, with staffing at some facilities down by 50%.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy reminding,
these air traffic controllers, they're critical infrastructure. They're critical to the operation of the federal government. So they're required to show up for work.
They won't get paid until the shutdown is over. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on state bans on conversion therapy for LGBTQ children. Kaylee Childs is the Christian counselor who filed the suit.
We as counselors know that we should not be imposing our values on our clients. The problem right now is that Colorado is using me to impose their values on my client.
Curtis Lopez Galloway went to conversion therapy when he was 16.
They have a duty to make sure that they're following ethics and make sure they're following actual scientific practices.
In Israel, they're remembering Hamas attack 2 years ago today that killed more than 1,200 people. This man spoke in Jerusalem.
We have 48 hostages who are still waiting to come home. This should be the top priority.
A total of 251 were taken hostage. Illegal crossings along the Mexican border have dropped to their lowest level since 1970.
Federal statistics obtained by CBS News show Border Patrol agents nabbed 238,000 migrants crossing the border illegally in the fiscal year that ended last week. That's a huge drop from the record 2.2 million apprehensions made in 2022. The Trump administration has shut down Biden-era programs that allowed some migrants who entered the U.S. illegally to stay.
On our southern border, we have successfully repelled a colossal invasion.
The ACLU is challenging the administration's border policies in court, calling them inhumane and draconian. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A pilot, a nurse, and a paramedic are in critical condition after a medical helicopter crashed on Highway 50 in Sacramento, California last night. One was stuck beneath the chopper, fire captain Justin Silvnia.
That one person that was trapped, the captain immediately sequestered the help of just civilians that were standing around. They were able to lift part of that helicopter out and get that victim out.
The cause of the crash is under investigation. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Brewers are one game away from a clinch. A special Amtrak train called the Brewers Express will be taking fans from Milwaukee to Chicago tomorrow for Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. The train with a stop in Sturtevant offers brats and giveaways to passengers and does return in the evening. A watch party is planned in Milwaukee for fans staying closer to home. First pitch tomorrow is at 4:08. Drugs or alcohol likely caused a deadly head-on crash in Summer Sunday night, where a GMC pickup crossed the center line and hit a Honda SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene and the pickup truck driver was seriously injured. Highway E was closed for hours during the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking into what happened. Gas prices in Racine County are at $2.71 a gallon today, which is cheaper than Kenosha County and most places in Wisconsin. The state average is at $2.77, and it recently went down overall due to OPEC production increases. Wisconsin saw a record high of 98 domestic violence deaths last year, mostly women and mostly involving guns. That's according to a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Advocates warn violence is rising as federal funding declines, forcing cuts in staff and services statewide. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man was caught with fentanyl, cocaine, and a syringe in Racine County Court while nodding off during a hearing. 27-year-old Calvin Burnside faces felony bail jumping and drug possession charges. He had been previously released on bond with strict conditions. And it may not feel like it, but tis the season. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade. That's going down November 8th. There's more information about how to sign up on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
At the grocery store, or your supermarket, your PIN thing doesn't work in the deal. They want you to yell your phone number out in the middle of the store. That's not smart. Security, ladies, don't yell your phone number out in the middle of the grocery store. Not if I'm around. No, because I'll call you. I'll call you up. I called a lady a couple of weeks ago. Yo, hello, yeah, this is Dennis. Yeah, you probably don't remember me. Yeah, I was standing behind you in line at the grocery store. Yeah, I was wearing a brown shirt, but you were kind of ignoring me. But you gave me your phone number. Well, you didn't give it to me specifically, but I was there to catch it. Thought I'd give you a call and see what's up. So what's up? I'd come by your house. I don't know your address, though. I can find it on the internet doing a $40 reverse lookup. But I thought you might save me the money. I'll come by and bring you some flowers. You know, I don't know what kind of flowers you like. There's so much about you I don't know. But I do know your phone number. My phone number? No, I got that block caller ID. Yeah, you cannot be too careful these days. A lot of nut jobs out there. A lot of whack jobs.
Ah!
Beatles didn't do too many cover songs, but that was one of them, covering a Chuck Berry hit, rock and roll music. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Take 10, we're looking for a gradual clearing today. It stopped raining, that's good. Highs near 64. Clear tonight, lows 50, sunny, 61 the high tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 57 degrees right here at Radio Park. Someone polled 1,200 Americans and asked the question, what is their go-to excuse when they get a phone call and they don't want to answer it? Here are the top five excuses people use after dodging someone's phone call and they finally do get ahead of you. Oh, I didn't hear it ring. It was on vibrate. I had a bad signal. I was in a meeting. I was driving. I couldn't find my phone. And you know what the problem is? They all sound phony. I use them, but they all sound phony. Got to come up with some fresh stuff. 10 past 8, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here come the Partridge Family.
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
City and the Partridge Family. I doubt whether the rest of the Partridge Family is actually singing on that song. That's a studio recording. David Cassidy, I can hear. But I saw him once. I took my cousin, who was about, he was a young teenager. I took her to the David Cassidy concert. I could not believe these little teenage kids and girls jumping up around screaming for David Cassidy. I think it was back in the, it was back in the 70s. I took her to see David Cassidy. It was chaotic. It's 8:13, local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN. Well, here's something for next time you fly. Some woman is trending on TikTok after packing a bunch of clothing in a pillowcase to avoid carry-on fees. She says there's a chance the airline will just count it as a personal item. One person asked, does it really work? She goes, 7 times in a row. It's worked for me. It's 8:14, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Off to New Jersey, Palisades Park. Here's Freddie Cannon.
Last night I took a walk after dark.
That's Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Palisades Park, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:16 on your, what is today, Tuesday morning. It's not raining anymore. That's good. You only have 45 minutes left for our Big Foodie Flash Sale from WRJN Big Deals, the new cafe in downtown Racine where classic brunch and lunch favorites fuse with the bold, vibrant flavors of Mexico City. Imagine fluffy pancakes stacked high, breakfast tacos packed with flavored bagels, smeared with queso fundido, or going all for a torta or a fresh salad or even the triple thread burger. No matter what you crave, they've got it. At the new cafe in downtown Racine, right on the corner of 6th and Main Street, downtown Racine. You can't miss it right there. It's big. I don't think they have their name up, the new cafe, yet, but you can't miss it. It's huge. It's a whole corner. So check it out, the new cafe. And here's the best part of all. This is a flash sale, so that means you're going to pay half price. So for a $20 gift certificate to the new cafe, you're only going to pay 10 bucks, half price. But you can only get that if you go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and you can only get it if you do it before 9 o'clock. After that, we yank the deal. So get it now, half price at the new cafe. 8:17, you know what it's time for? We've got tickets to give away to the Genesee Theater. They're presenting a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. It's the Tower of Power and War live on stage. You'll hear all the hits from Soul with a Capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends? I'm not going to sing it. Why Can't We Be Friends? It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. The Tower of Power and War at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Or give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Hi, what's your first name?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you this morning? Where are you calling from?
Racine.
The garden spot of Wisconsin. All right, Scott, we got tickets for you to see War and Tower of Power at the Genesee Theater November 1st. And hold on the line, Scott. We'll get some info from you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. You stay right over here, Scott. And don't forget, the morning show on WRGN is brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bringing new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road just south of Durand Avenue to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Postman, 823, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Look for a gradual clearing today with a high near 64, clear tonight, lows 50, sunny tomorrow, highs near 61. Right now, it's still cloudy, but it's not raining, 57 degrees right here at Radio Park. So two drunk people break into a water park at night. They go down a slide that was blocked off at the bottom. They shatter their ankles. Now they want to sue the park for not having a guard to prevent them from breaking into the water park when it was closed. That's what we call chutzpah. What a nerve having to do that. Well, this guy used to be a writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. For years, he was a writer. And he wrote this song. The Smothers Brothers let him perform it on their show. Big hit from Mason Williams. Here's Classical Gas.
your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby.
Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me. It's 8:29, local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN. Looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 64 degrees. Right now it's cloudy, 57 degrees here at Radio Park. It was pouring rain when I came in this morning, so it's nicer now. All right, just turned 8:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Drugs or alcohol were likely a part of that deadly head-on crash in Summers Sunday night. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says at about 6:30 that night, a GMC pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and collided with an SUV, killing the SUV driver and seriously injuring the pickup truck driver. Emergency crews had to pull the SUV driver from the crash, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation. He was just released on bond 2 weeks ago for a felony theft charge. Now he's back behind bars. A criminal complaint says 45-year-old Ricardo Mendoza Sr. stole about $800 worth of goods from Kohl's in Mount Pleasant Friday. Mendoza was already awaiting trial on a separate felony theft case filed just last month. He was released on a signature bond. Prosecutors have now charged him with another count of felony theft and bail jumping as a repeat offender. Records show Mendoza has a long criminal history, including convictions for theft, drug offenses, and resisting arrests. He's being held in the Racine County Jail while the new charges move forward. You'll save a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine County instead of Kenosha County today. The average is $2.71 in Racine County. That's better than in most places. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
And it'll be a celebratory train ride to the friendly confines. If you've got tickets to Wrigley for a potential clinching Game 3 of the National League Division Series, you could take a ride to Chicago on the Brewers Express. The special Amtrak train will depart Milwaukee's Intermodal Station tomorrow morning with cars decorated in Brewers colors. The first 300 passengers will get brats and giveaways. The game doesn't start until 4. The train will make regular stops on its way to Chicago's Union Station. That includes a normal stop in Sturtevant. Fans will still need tickets to enter the game. Amtrak will send a train back at 8 tomorrow night. If you're staying closer to home, there's a watch party planned at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
I got laser hair removal, and I waited a really long time to do it. I wanted the science to be at its peak. You know, like, we landed on Mars, I think it was August 2012. What I'm saying is, we landed on Mars in 2012. I waited 4 more years. And then I looked up the highest rated laser hair removal place within 3 blocks of my apartment. It was called Laser Away. And I think I was naive and I just thought you go and you get and your hair gets removed. But it's a much longer process. For every section of hair you want removed, you have to go have 8 separate sessions, you know, like on each. So for me, I was doing like from like right below my belly button to down to the floor and then back up to about the middle of my back. And isn't that funny that that's funny? And it's a lie. I did my arms too. But,
doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
There's so much I wanna do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Joe Frank and Reynolds, don't pull your love. 8:37, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, good news story time. This is a good story. I think you're going to like this. A kid who's autistic told his dad he wanted a friend for his 15th birthday. That's kind of sad, isn't it? So his dad got on Twitter. Over 50,000 people sent birthday wishes, including Mark Hamill from Star Wars. He was one of them. And it was briefly the top trending topic on Twitter. Russell Crowe, Sharon Stone, Ariel Winter from Modern Family all reached out and said, happy birthday. Isn't that a good story to wake up to this morning? I love it. 8:38, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. There was a movie in 1970 called Lovers and Other Strangers. It was a comedy. This was the theme song to the movie. Here are Carpenters. For All We Know at WRJN.
Love, look at the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say, and as we go from day to day, to me, but
about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. No one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool.
Famers, the Zombies, She's Not There. It's 8:43 local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. All right, your last reminder that the WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale is going on till 9 o'clock this morning. The new cafe in downtown Racine, where classic brunch and lunch favorites fuse with the bold, vibrant flavors of Mexico City. No matter what you crave, every hungry stomach is welcome to the new cafe. They're right on the corner there of 6th and Main Street, downtown Racine. They got the whole corner. So check them out now. Here's the deal. For only till 9 o'clock, you can buy this certificate. You get $20 worth of food for $10, half price. Now, we know it's 50% off because we've calculated it. When Aaron was in there for Marine Credit Union, he did the calculations on his calculator. It's half price. We give you $20 worth of food for $10, but only till 9 o'clock and only by going to WRJN.com, clicking on the Big Deals banner, and then buying the certificate. $10. And you get $20 worth of food. Only till 9 o'clock at the new cafe. Sounds good, huh? I have some fun facts I wanted to share. We haven't done this in a while. The top toys today have more computer power than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. I believe it. There's no expiration date on honey, so if you have honey, it's the only food that lasts forever. And within 2.5 years of a Walmart being built, the houses within a mile of the store actually go up in value. 1 to 3%. So if they're building a Walmart in your neighborhood, hey, congratulations. Your house is now more valuable.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top five at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number one album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number one film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number two in its second week after opening number one. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number one next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With Fred, I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
That I could be like Fred.
Me too. Paul Evans, Seven Little Girls, and a pleasant good morning. It's 8:50, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, you're looking for a new job? This is kind of a neat job to have, I guess. A fancy restaurant in London hired a grape feeder who'll be feeding customers grapes directly into their mouths. They actually put out an ad in the paper to fill the position. It's unclear who got the gig, but I'm sure there's big tips involved. It's a fancy restaurant. You would like that, huh? 8:50, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, a gradual clearing on tap today with a high near 64, clear tonight, lows 50. Sunny tomorrow, 61 the high. Right now it's cloudy, 57 degrees here at Radio Park.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need neighbor. 9 to 5, they ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run.
Lord, for the nighttime. To forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of a bucktie time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Day of a bucktie time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window, summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Jen Jeremy, summer song. local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. And finally this morning, you know you burn 320 calories a day just by thinking? Well, at least some people do anyway. I try to think of all these ways to lose weight. All they do is have to think and lose weight. I wonder if that works. It's 8:56 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early, or dark and early now at 6 a.m. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. And filling in for Kurt Bowman again this week, we've got Cindy Huber. So keep it right here. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Have yourself a nice, fun, safe day today, all right? And keep it right here. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Born a high forever to fly. A wind of a loss of tenil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. A sudden grace. Electrical banana. It's about to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Today marks 2 years since Hamas' attack on Israel that killed around 1,200 people. Deborah Pata is across the border from Gaza at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where many of the victims died.
A grim milestone here in Israel as the country mourns its dead 2 years on from the Hamas terror attack. There are still 48 hostages in captivity, 20 believed alive. Their families are desperate for